Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's a special council meeting for the Woolworth City Council for Monday, June 28th at 10 a.m. We're presiding in the conference room 1 at City Office Building. I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Mayor Kelvin.
Here.
Councilmember Fagerly.
Here.
Councilmember Osmus.
Here.
Butterfield.
Here.
O'Brien.
Here.
Osk.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Plowman.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
9 present, 0 absent.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this morning we have one item on the agenda. The item on the agenda is consideration of an employment agreement for the City of Willmar Administrator. The committee that was put together was Mr. Heron, our City Administrator, Patty with Baker Tilly, Councilmember Davis, and Councilmember O'Brien, and myself. After the council meeting where we had conducted the interview, we had a brief session where we got together and talked about some things that we thought we should have in the agreement. We had comments from 2 council members on things that they wanted us to add and make sure that we took care of. And so we took those into consideration when we're putting the agreement together. The following morning at 10 a.m. we met with Baker Tilly and the whole committee, and we reviewed what we thought would be a good agreement to submit for consideration to the candidate. The candidate then was given the agreement on Thursday morning after our legal staff had had an opportunity to work over the agreement, and there were a couple changes that were made by our labor attorney to add some things in there that would put the City of Willmar in a better position on just some new employment law things. So with that, you have all received a copy of the consideration of employment agreement. Leslie Valiant has signed the agreement the way it was submitted to her, and we now have an agreement that's in front of us. I can go through any portions of it if you have specific questions, or if someone would want to make a motion to accept the employment agreement for the City of Willmar Administrator with Leslie Valiant and the city, I would stand for that as well.
I'll make a motion to accept Leslie Valiant as our manager for our city.
Administrator.
Administrator.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to accept the employment agreement with Leslie Valiant and the City of Willmar for the city administrator position. Discussion. Councilmember Nelson.
I reviewed the places where salaries and things had been added in, but I'm wondering if Robert Scott could just help us review what other changes were made. It might be helpful for us to know what employment law changes or what things were changed in the document.
Brandon did the review. Robert, are you comfortable with doing that? I know you're kind of getting put on the spot here, but.
No, Mayor, members of the council, I was aware of the draft Brandon had submitted to you after he reviewed it last week, and I confirmed that you had the right version, but I do not know every change he made. I know that he started from the agreement that you had with Mr. Gramitz previously and had made some updates to it, but beyond that, I don't know the specifics. The one thing, since you called on me, I want to point out is, in addition to approving the employment agreement, you will be making the appointment to your city administrator position, that the charter appointment that requires 5 votes of the council in order to make that appointment. So I would just suggest that language be added to the motion before you now. It doesn't need to be a separate motion.
Okay.
Mayor.
So basically, if you take a look at item number 34, 33, 32, where there were some changes there. 31, as far as the dispute resolution, there were some changes in that area. There were changes in the compensation piece, and there were changes in the sick leave and in the vacation leave. Coming in at a 15-year employee, but the balances that she's coming in with are different.
I didn't have any questions on the on that information. I just know that there have been some updates in employment law, and I thought it would be good for us to know. And so if there's something we need to know after the fact, that's fine too, because I think it's good for us to have an understanding of if there's something new that we're aware of it. So sure. I'm fine with that.
Mr. Scott, can you speak with Brandon and have him give us a brief on that, please?
Yes, absolutely, Mayor. I'll do that.
And so we did not talk about the stuff that he changed. We didn't talk. I mean, our conversations more were with the salary, the vacation, and the sick banks coming in. And then we had a couple council members that wanted specific things changed, and we made those changes at their request. And Ms. Valiant did accept those requests.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Additional discussion.
So the salary, it's 150.
Starting at 150.
Okay, and then in 6 months.
Goes up another 5,000.
And then in 6 months after that, another 5,000.
Another 5,000.
Why is that?
The request was for 150 to 165. So they wanted 165. So it was within the parameters of the negotiated amount that the council had said was approved. The posting went up to 170. But Ms. Valiant was comfortable with the agreement that would put her at 160 after the 1 year. And then the reason that we're going to, in December, having the pay increase in December, is that we evaluate all of our employees in December of every year, is what Ike had set up. And so that would keep her on the same review schedule of everybody else.
So she just gets it automatically then?
No.
No, it has to be satisfactory reviews.
Okay, and right. Who does the review then?
The council does the administrator's review.
Okay.
Well, they always have.
Well, yeah, but it was through the labor committee that led it.
Everybody had an opportunity to have input.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay, and then what car allowance then? No car allowance, she can use a city vehicle and she gets mileage.
She gets paid mileage and then the city vehicle is available for her use if she chooses. Yeah. There is not a car allowance in this agreement.
Yeah.
Correct. Councilman Nelson.
I personally appreciated that because I think it's both an opportunity for her and an opportunity for us to keep us on track and with a performance review after 6 months and a year.
Yeah.
I think we need to hold ourselves accountable also, and so I didn't have any issues with those steps as long as we are, you know, following the process that it, with that. So.
Certainly. Additional comments or questions? Councilmember Osmus.
Salary-wise, the starting with the 150, how did that compare with where I. Collin was at?
I believe when Ike left, he was higher than that. Not when he started. It was not when he started, he was not higher than that, but when he left, he was higher than that. We did not review Mr. Holland's contract. We reviewed Mr. Grammis' contract. And I mean, that's, what, 4 years ago as well?
So, no service.
Any additional comments or questions? Seeing and hearing none, did you get the amendment that Robert wanted to the motion?
I would like him to repeat that, if he could.
Robert, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, Mayor, Council, my recommendation for the motion is to pass a resolution approving the employment agreement with Leslie Valiant and to appoint her as city administrator.
And the motioner and seconder are okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Additional comments or questions? Roll call.
Councilmember Fagerly?
Aye.
Osmus?
Aye.
Butterfield.
Aye.
O'Brien.
Aye.
Ask.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Plowman.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 nays.
Thank you all. That is a very strong voice of support. I just want to let the council know that since our notice had went out on Tuesday that we were going to work with a contract with Ms. Valiant, a lot of positive comments. I've received a lot of phone calls, text messages, in-person conversations of a number of citizens throughout our community saying that we really listened to the community on what we were looking for a city administrator, and we also listened to ourselves what we wanted, and really commended the council on doing some good work. And Councilmember O'Brien said that he was at an event on Saturday night where similar comments were made, and I've heard similar from other people throughout the city offices. So if anybody has any comments they'd like to make, we certainly can take those now.
I'd just like to thank Patty Hamover. I just thought she did a great job. She kept us informed what was going on. I mean, I always had either phone calls or texts or emails of what's happening, and I really appreciated her work.
Okay. Special thank you to Baker Tilly for the work and the consultant that they gave us. So with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned.
All right, thank you, everyone. Have a
Thanks,
fine
everybody.
Day.
That was really great.
This conference is no longer being recorded.
Yes.
That's a record.